Let's do it. I love updated one-on-ones.
So I started following you back in February. I weighed about 190, and, you know, I was not happy with myself, feeling really low. I decided to change. Just kept telling myself mail by mail, day by day, and, you know, get on my Peloton every day, make sure I, you know, just told myself, just do it. It's one day. Next day, kept doing it. That following week, I made an appointment with my thyroid doctor because I have Hashimoto's, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna need a refill in September. Let's do a, you know, 1 year checkup with him and run all my labs. I did that recently, and he was amazed at everything. My labs came out perfect, he said. I started at 190. I am one now, 155. And he said he's willing to do a trial run where he's willing to take me off my medication. And when he told me that, I was so excited.
I bet.
I didn't know what to do.
That's amazing.
I was pre-diabetic, and, you know, he said there's no signs of that anywhere in my labs anymore. My cholesterol is perfect. Everything was perfect, pretty much. He said there was no, honestly, you don't need to see me anymore. He's like, but I told him, I said, you know, I really want to get off this medication. And he goes, you know what? All right. He said, let's do a trial run. He said, find me your labs from when you first started to see me, which was about 5-6 years ago. And he's like, let me review those labs and see where they were. Let's do a 2-month trial of you coming off of the medication, and we'll go from there. And, you know, I can't thank you enough. You know, you changed my life. You know, my husband bought a drone, and he flew it today, and I'm not ashamed of how I look. You know, he took me golfing for our anniversary in November. I hated the way I looked. And just to put those clothes on and feel like myself again, you know, it's amazing. So thank you so much. I just wanted to call you and tell you thank you so much. I watch you every day. And another thing is, you know, the doctor told me, you know, what are you doing? I just told him, you know, I'm not eating crap out of a box anymore. Everything is just natural. You know, I'm not doing anything special. And he said, okay. And he asked me what I was doing as far as working out. And I said, you know, I ride my Peloton, and, you know, I go for hikes. I ran 10 miles about 2 weeks ago. I hiked up over, I think the elevation was over 1,000. And I felt amazing. And, you know, I was telling him that. He goes, well, have you considered doing strength? And I said, you know what? Actually, you had told me to start doing strength, I think, 2 days prior to that. I think I signed up for your meal plan, and you told me, you know what? You told me just to start working on strength. He told me the exact same thing, and, you know, I started doing, the Peloton has this, like, stronger than you program, so I started doing it, and, you know, I'm like, okay, just got it, same like I started, day by day, you know, small steps, you know. And I can't thank you enough. You know, the meal plan is so easy. I go every Sunday, and my husband's like, what are you doing? I'm like, getting my meals prepared for the week, and he's like, okay. You know, and he's such a huge supporter. He makes me my ribs and my rib eyes and my chicken. So, you know, I can't thank you enough.
Hey, you made the change. You did everything that you needed to do, and it's your why. And you found your why. Your why is what got you here. And I'm just so freaking happy for you. And this is my favorite part of when someone calls me back. It is absolutely life-changing.
You know, I've been wanting to call you ever since, like, since Friday, and I said, you know what, let's wait. And then right now, after hearing the last caller, you know, I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna call right now and just tell you thank you. You know, it's been an amazing year. I feel amazing. I can ride my bike. You know, I'm outside with my 3-year-old, and I'm loving it. We go to the river, and I'm running with him laps, and, you know, I feel amazing.
Hey, you got it. I can't thank you enough for calling me. Made my night for sure. Made my week. This will be a call to make my week. I know it. And like, I'm happy you called. People hear it all the time. I'm like, you guys, I need the updated calls to make sure people are actually doing this, because it's what drives me to continue doing it. And I love it. It's what got me started in this. It's people like you who make the change, who really want to get healthy, who really do want to lose body fat and are trying to do anything they can and just need the right direction of what to actually do. And you made those changes. You did anything and everything, and you've done it the right way. And that's why you're having the results. That's why you're going to continue to have the results, because you're like, this, I've never felt any better. And that's my thing. People don't realize how well they feel eating this way.
Yeah, I feel amazing, you know. And you know, every morning I make my true meal with my coffee, and my son goes, can I help you mix it, you know. I know I'm getting my breakfast in, but on my way to work, dropping him off at the daycare, you know I'm good till lunch. And then I have my, you know, my meat and my veggies, and I'm good, and I'm okay till I get home. I don't have that craving to have chips when I get home or crap. And now I'm seeing it where even my son, like, I'm trying to change little things with him where, hey, let's not have Cheez-Its. Let me give you something else instead. And, you know, it's just the little things like that that matter.
Use the athlete piece. The athlete piece is, I feel, is huge. I always say, let's eat like an athlete. So we don't like to, then they don't ever think anything of other than, oh my gosh, yeah, I want to be an athlete. I want to be fast. I want to be healthy. Athletes are healthy. And that's like, I feel like with kids, it's simple to do it that way. But I'm just so like, you don't understand how happy I am that you started, you continue. Because so many people start and they don't continue, and they don't get to actually achieve the results that you've gotten. They don't get to ever experience that rush of emotion that you just had on this call. People don't get to experience that. And that's my favorite freaking part. I don't think of me as a terrible person, but when I have somebody on the phone and they hit that emotion button, I love it. Because it's real and it's raw and it's true and it's genuine. And you wouldn't have got to experience that if you didn't start and go day by day, meal by meal. So like I said, you got to be so proud of yourself, because you're the one who did all the changes. Everyone could tell you exactly what to do. Doesn't mean you're going to do anything different. Let me ask you, what has friends and family said?
They, you know, my husband, you know, he's just like, you're doing amazing. He's my number one fan. You know, he's always there and telling me, you know, you didn't need to do this. You didn't need to lose weight. You're perfect. But I can see the work you're putting in, and you just look amazing. And, you know, for my birthday, he's all, what do you want? I told him a treadmill. He goes, a treadmill? You really want just a treadmill for your birthday? I said, yeah, I really do. I said, it's going to start getting cold. I just want to go for a walk. And, you know, I started... And just like hearing him always tell me, like, you don't need to lose weight, but you look amazing. He's all, you look amazing. He's all, look at it. He's all, your legs look amazing. Everything, you know, you're doing great. And, you know, sometimes I don't feel it. Sometimes I'm like, you know, I wish it was more. But then I'm like, you know what? I've gotten this far, and I haven't looked this good since I was 25. You know, and I'm 10 years older now, and I'm just like... I can probably run laughs over my 25-year-old self now.
That's my favorite too, is when I've got women who look, men and women who look better in their 50s than they did in their 30s.
Yeah, so I thank you. You know, I watch your lives in the grocery store, and although I already know what you're going to say and do, it keeps me going. And it keeps me on track. And where I go to the supermarket, I'm like, you know, automatically turn over the box when you see what's in it. And that's the first thing I do. Like, my son's like, oh, Mama, I want this. And I turn it around, and you really don't need all those carbs. You really don't need this crap in here, all this sugar. You know, it's really changed my perspective on things we do for our kids and how we treat ourselves, too. You know, when I'm making my vegetables, can I help you cut? And that's, to to me, I'm like, you know, I wish I would have done this sooner. I wish I would have been more disciplined.
It's okay.
You know, I'm happy.
At least
happy where I'm at.
At least you're not right now watching and saying, dang, I've been watching him for 3 months and haven't started. That could be me.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good feeling. And I, you know, thank you, you know, for motivating me. It's keep me on track, you know, just watching your lives, hearing other people, and just being like, you just need to start. You just need to start day by day. If you have one day where you don't want to get up and do anything, okay, that's fine. Get up on the next day and go. You know, eat. Like, there's some days I go work out, but I tell my husband, let's go walk our dog. Let's go around the block, you know, just so I'm up. Let me just get up. You know, and I don't do 10,000, you know, everyone's like, oh, I do 10,000 steps. I drink all this water. And it's like, yes, I just drink water throughout the day, but I'm not tracking that. I don't aim for 10,000. I would love to do 10,000, but sometimes that's just not possible.
Yeah, I definitely don't get 10,000 steps a day, that's for sure.
But yeah, when you're sitting at a desk all day, I do get up, though. I make sure I get up and walk around and, you know, sit back down. But I don't hit 10,000. I'm just like, I should just be happy I'm able to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you for this call and, you know, thank you for everything.
Hey, you got it. I can't thank you enough for calling me. I needed to hear all of that. So thank you, and keep doing what you're doing, all right?
Thank you, yeah, and you too. And, you know, congratulations on everything. You look super happy, and, you know, that radiates to your viewers as well, and it makes us happy for you.
I appreciate that a ton, seriously. You took before photos, right? Before and afters?
I did.
Awesome. Have you posted them on the website yet?
No, I haven't gone there yet.
All right, you don't need to. Yeah, you can keep doing what you're doing. I just want to make sure you took those before photos.
I did.
All right.
You know, I have myself, and then I have a picture of myself the day I went golfing, and I hated the way I looked, and I keep looking at that picture, and like, I'm not going back there. I'm not going back to that person who was unhappy and not satisfied with life.
It's all right. You won't go back because you have the control of that.
I won't. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Hey, have an amazing night. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Y'all want to know why I do this? That call right there. That call all wrapped up into one call. That is exactly why I do this, ladies and gents. Stop making up excuses of not starting. I hope that resonated with a lot of people, especially when I said the people who have been watching for months that have never started. That could be you. When she said, I wish I would have started sooner. Don't let that be you. Don't say, I wish I started sooner.